Mobile.
FW, back with you in a minute.
For KFW Mobile.
KO4 HKX.
Man, got me for $23.
Came to yourself.
Dude, if I go with that spider, and it's bi-directional, that would be better than being omnidirectional, right? At least I'd be putting, you know, more power out, and it, you could tune each one so I could get the most power out of my radio, right?
So, I mean, that makes sense to me.
I'd have put a little rotator on it. That way it would, you know, you could change the direction.
And I don't think it would take much to rotate anything like that.
It's pretty light. And then you could, you know, if you were traveling or whatever, you could unscrew a ham stick and take one with you.
You could pick you a band and take it with you.
That was a recent video, and they still have the discount or no?
I noticed that video probably 2 weeks ago, something like that. Just before you started talking about getting one of them. Have it till the end of the month or something like that. That's possible. But I'm not 100% sure.
Right. You could, you know, like, contact somebody and then have a little vertical one. And hook it up and see if it made it, you know, just on like 20 meters, just try it on a spider and see what the signal is, and then take it and put it on a vertical and see what it is.
The only way you're really going to know if it makes any difference or not.
One similar to that, and I'm not sure what the part number is. It was an MFJ, but it had only one stick per band, and it had the counterpoise made into it, so you know that's how you could get by with one stick per band.
Other versions where they're putting cables on the bottom and putting your ground plane like that, but I mean, there's so many options for that, who knows?
Like to get out of having a bunch of ground wires all over the ground.
And you either gotta bury them or roll them up every time you go to cut the grass.
Major pain.
KO4WWZ Mobile.
Chandler, KN4 TFW.
Good morning, Chandler, KO4 HKX. Are you sure you're awake?
Yeah, I'm as awake as I can be.
Sound like he's very awake.
I threw his call out there. I didn't know if he was for sure or not.
I hear you.
Don't know what time to go to bed.
I got a remark.
Yeah, I made it 8:15 last night.
KO4 HKX.
I went to bed about 9 o'clock.
On everybody's agenda for today.
Radar.
Big ride in a school bus.
Able to stay under the radar yesterday and lay low.
Too bad. It was a busy day yesterday, and then it, you know, it took me 2 hours at the dentist. And that, but, all in all, it was a good day. I had to reconcile my company credit card. I always hate that. Real pain.
How to keep track of that money?
Need some wood from Home Depot, but man, they just don't. They just won't respond to me.
Ordering wood for work or home?
Pack of that OSB. Which is 69 sheets cut in half, you know, 48 by 48. And then they use it because sometimes material comes in in like these sacks, and in order to double stack them, you need to put a board on there so that they can double stack. And then we also have, when they ship containers, they have to use the plywood in between the container, in between the drums and stuff like that. So I send them an email, tell them what I want. They send me a quote back, and then I just call them up, put it on my credit card. But man, I've sent them 4 emails, called up all day one day, couldn't get the pro desk. Then I finally got a hold of him yesterday, told him what I needed, he worked it all up and everything, and he said, I'll email it to you, but I've never received it.
Thanks. But I don't know anymore, man. It's hard to get anything done because everywhere's so short-handed, and then the people you get in there really don't care if they work or not. So, who knows? But had somebody wanted to lose their life this morning already, pull out in front of me.
Yeah, you got on 290 yet?
Yeah, I was on 290. You know where that new hardware store, gun store, feed and seed store is up there?
American or something like that, American Supply on the right.
Yeah. That's it. They pulled out of the road on the left in front of me. And I had to pull up real quick while you were talking. And then don't go anywhere.
They come down and they had one yesterday. There's a long merge lane. And I laid off so he could get over it. He never would. And then finally I got over a lane. And then he just punched it and took off. And I'm like, really? Why didn't you do that to start with?
Maybe they're still asleep. I don't know what to say. I mean, it ain't like you can't tell this is a big truck you're pulling out in front of.
90% of them, they don't even have their mirrors adjusted right. If I'm right behind you and I can see your face, you ain't got your side mirror adjusted right, unless you're in a big truck.
Down in the seat.
But I don't know how they can see over the steering wheel.
Pick up over there.
I'm working on it.
Down in the seat.
Hey, now, come on. Hold on.
My seat is so vertical, every time Susan gets in, she's like, how could you drive like that?
Mine's like I'm sitting at the kitchen table in the chair. I can't stand that laying down trying to drive.
Purdue, when they had the solid bench seats and they weren't adjustable.
Well, I always had regular cab pickup trucks to start with, and you couldn't recline the seats in those. And just like you said, first vehicle was a bench seat that had no adjustment in it other than forward or backwards. And so that's just what I've got used to.
Right about that.
Come get me a biscuit this morning. I'm starving.
Don't get me started. I'm already hungry.
Burger King right there across from Little Rebel.
Don't get me started. I'm already hungry this morning.
Little Rebel and that Burger King.
Yes, sir. I'm coming by the water tower right now.
There ain't something right there. And that, I mean, you got Mickey D's and, Burger King, anyway.
You get in a McDonald's yet? Last time I tried that, which has been a while, the lobby still wouldn't open, so I can't get anything there.
Fuck, I would have thought they would have been open. I know the sign used to say 24 hours, but they're closed a little bit in the morning, I guess, especially now since you can't get people to work.
The problem, I can't go through the drive-thru, and if the lobby's not open, I can't get anything.
The whole restaurant before was closed, or just the lobby was closed and they wouldn't let you in?
Can't get in, so, and they won't take your order if you walk up to the drive-thru.
DFW, yeah, roger that.
WCUT is 519 a gallon this morning.
Paying for DFW.
What?
I think I keep doing that. My dad. I was just saying KO4WWZ for ID of KO4HKH and KN4TFW.
Out of Chandler, it happens. We do it too. And I was just saying, diesel fuel is 519 at the QT this morning.
An article the other day that was saying that diesel fuel was getting in short supply for you know, the people that deal in diesel fuel and, you know, and buy, sell, and trade and that, you know, because of all the lockdowns over there in Europe and everything, that it was getting harder and harder to get.
And Putin's war on Ukraine isn't helping either.
Old Putin come out and said, if you're an unfriendly to him, you're going to have to pay in rubles for your crude oil, so that's affecting a lot of it, too.
Acting, I think he just wants to push that button that nobody wants him to push.
After that, that'll be the dumbest mistake he's ever made.
Or is that okay? Good morning, guys.
Have you started on your second cup yet?
Two.
Good morning, Shane. KO4HKX.
Got diesel at the Sphinx gas station last night on the way home and saw that it was $5.19 a gallon and it shut off at $100. And I went in and I said, you know, if you're going to charge that much, maybe you should ask them to let us put more than $100 worth in. And she said, oh, you can do that inside, but outside we do that for safety reasons. And I just kind of looked at her. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Down on a gallon instead of a dollar amount with it changing every day. KN4PFW.
And the logic behind keeping it safe, the safety. And what's the whole point in a convenience store is to be convenient?
People get angry when it goes over $100 and they start breaking things out there.
And I stop every other day and get fuel and don't get below half a tank because that's already having to stop and start the machine twice to fill up.
I about took it out on one of those machines earlier this week. I had to stop in the company truck and I just needed gas. It took 80 gallons, but man, something was wrong with that pump. It took me 15 minutes.
I was waiting for Chandler. Are you going to pop in there, Chandler?
Yeah, I'm driving. I'm almost at my work, so I'll still be here for a little bit. I really hope that things don't escalate to the point of a nuclear war, because then, you know, we wouldn't get to talk on the ham radio no more.
About that for a little while. Who knows? And Patrick, yesterday I heard you talking about somebody pulling out in front of you. I was pulling out of the building yesterday, and we have to cross four lanes, make a left turn crossing four lanes, and people fly around the corner. And just as I was pulling out, I saw somebody, so I stayed in the first left lane. And then a bunch of people were coming, and I finally found a space to move over because I had to make a right turn at a red light. And I saw the car, but he was back far enough, because I do it all the time. I pulled over, made the right turn, and he followed me and passed me in a median. and then brake checked me all the way to a stop and then got out and started yelling at me and throwing up his hands, telling me I needed to watch what I was doing. That's the first time I've had somebody actually stop me.
That happened yet, but that wouldn't be a good day. You get stressed in here and you might get out of the vehicle and show them what for.
Surprisingly, it didn't bother me. I just sat there and watched him and then smiled and waved at him when he pulled away. And he did a quick U-turn, went glaring at me as he went by, and I just waved at him and smiled. Sometimes that gets me, but, I mean, I've never had that happen. People are stupid, but I just let it blow off some steam and just watched him act stupid. A lot of people were looking at him.
He's out there, and as soon as I did, there was a car coming off the ramp, an old man in a big old boat of a car. He thought he had the right of way, even though the sign said no right turn on red. And I just pulled up there, and then, man, he pulled beside me, got two wheels up on the curb, nearly scrubbed me just to cut in front of me, and he was just a fussing.
Well, both of y'all doubled on that one, but Shane won out. But, yeah, sometimes just waving and smiling like it doesn't bother you is the best medicine for him. That gets to him worse than anything. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Go ahead.
I'm almost to work now.
All right, well, I have pulled in and arrived at my first destination, so I'm going to have to get this truck opened up and ready to go. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now. Gentlemen, y'all have a great day, and I will keep an ear out for you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
We'll talk to you later. I'm going to go make another cup of tea. Ken, have a good day. Chandler, be careful. Have a good day. We'll talk to all you later. And 4ZLK.
3-3s, Patrick. You be safe out there and have a good day. KO4WWZ.
3 Patrick and Shane. You guys have an awesome day. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. Kegan 4 PFW.
73 Shane. Shane to you as well, my bad. KO4WWZ.
I'm a little offended now. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm just kidding you. Don't worry about it. I'm the one bailing out. You be careful today. N4ZLK.
Go already, Chandler.
I have.
Pulling in the gate, so I'll say 73, and you have an awesome bus ride today, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
Alrighty, so the 73s, and thank all of you for the Kisa. I enjoy talking with you every morning. Give me something to look forward to. Be safe and have an awesome, fantastic work day. For WWZ monitoring.